As Jeff Collier starts his governorship in Kansas, he's also ramping up his campaign for a full term. Jim McLean from the Kansas News Service was in Topeka Wednesday for Collier's swearing-in at the center of the Grand Capitol Rotunda. Hours earlier, the new governor started his big day in a much more down-home setting, as Brian Grimmett reports from Hayes.
I would love to have had a house up here on the bluff.
Jeff Collier watched the sunrise on his former family farm. Circled by aides, a few longtime friends, and a small gaggle of reporters atop a bluff, he talked about working cattle, harvesting wheat, and hunting quail on the land with his dad.
This is what it's about. This is the beauty of Kansas.
It was a brief moment of reflection. Then, Collier hopped into a black SUV and was off, dashing from one camera-ready moment to the next in his hometown.
Maybe.
Collier wanted a blessing from Father Mike Scully, who had been one of his teachers in high school. Collier graduated from St. Thomas More Prep Marion in 1978.
We pray for Jeff Collier, the future governor of this state of Kansas.
Father Scully says though some of Collier's positions, like his opposition to Medicaid expansion, might be in conflict with his faith, he has confidence that Collier will be able to reconcile his politics with his religious values.
Jeff is the type of person that will be able to see that, I believe, and be able to do something with it. That's what I'm hoping for anyway.
Sitting around a table with staff at an alternative school for children in the Hayes District with mental health issues, Collier slipped into candidate mode. He listened to staffers describe how they'd set up the center 25 years ago in a vacant property owned by the district.
The thing I really liked, though, was the comment that, you know, local problems need local solutions, and you guys did that.
Then, after an obligatory stop at a favorite local chicken shack, he was off to the airport.
I'm Jim McLean. Fresh from the warm native sun reception, Collier was in high spirits when we arrived to catch the flight back to Topeka and his swearing-in as the state's 47th governor.
This is what's the best of Kansas, is places like Hayes. Great people, you know, a real soul. They all believe in serving and helping their neighbors.
But Collier was barely buckled into his seat before aides told him about a new Kansas Democratic Party website. It labels him as a clone of Sam Brownback, the embattled governor he's replacing. Annoyed that his critics had pounced so quickly, Collier spent the flight brushing up on his inaugural speech, which he delivered at the State House a few hours later.
So today is a new day in Kansas.
Meaning, Collier says, an end to the divisive politics of recent years and a renewed focus on working cooperatively to solve the budget problems that linger from Brownback's and, by extension, Collier's tax cuts.
I challenge all of us to come together, to work together, to show that Kansas is the true heart of America.
The new governor drew a hard line on the biggest issue confronting lawmakers, ending the long legal battle over what constitutes adequate funding for the state's public schools.
I will not be responsible for shutting down Kansas government or our schools. This is not Washington.
The speech was short on policy specifics. More of those are expected in an upcoming address to lawmakers. But, says Republican House Majority Leader Don Hyndman, Collier struck the right tone his first time out as governor.
A good speech. A forward-looking, optimistic speech. I'm looking forward to this new beginning with a new governor.
Senate Minority Leader Anthony Hensley says he's encouraged, too, but not convinced that it's truly a new day.
We'll see. I would expect more of the same, but I could be surprised.
Still, Hensley takes it as a good sign that Collier has already booked a meeting with Democratic leaders. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, where Jim McLean is based, KMUW, where Brian Grimmett is based, along with High Plains Public Radio and Kansas Public Radio. The team covers health, education, and politics across the state.